drum. A chief once had a daughter called Tuhulha, and the older she grew, the lovelier she became. When the chief saw this, he said to himself,
"Who is worthy to be her husband?"
And he himself answered,
"Nobody."
Young men brought the chief presents every day and begged for Tuhulha's hand in marriage. But though he wanted their presents, he did not want to part with his daughter. So he set a test, an impossible task for all the young men.
"He who makes a drum out of stone may marry Tuhulha."
When they heard this, the young men were too afraid to say, "It's impossible, no one can do that." So they chipped and scraped and hammered at hard grey rocks and tried to make a stone drum. But no one succeeded. Now one young man, Chilam, loved Tuhulha more than the rest. So he thought longer and harder about the challenge. Each day he would leave the village saying,
"I'm going to the place of rocks to carve my stone drum."
Then one evening he returned to the chief's house.
"I've made a stone drum," he said, "and long to play it to you, so that I may marry Tuhulha. But it's heavy. Give me a cushion of smoke, so that I can carry it here on my head."
The chief stared at Chilam, then at the campfire and its clouds of smoke billowing towards the sky. Then he called his sons and told them,
"Gather smoke."
The boys chased the smoke and snatched at it and tried to trap it under blankets, but they all failed. The chief tried himself, but though he chased the smoke all round the camp and flung his cloak over it, he couldn't even catch one handful.
"It's impossible," he cried,
wheezing and coughing and flopping down in his chair.
"Why do you ask me to do what's plainly impossible? Do you mean to make a fool of your own chief?"
Then Chilam bowed deeply.
"Why then did you ask the young men to make a drum of stone? That too is impossible. Did you mean to make a fool of your own daughter? For now, she will surely grow old alone."
The chief leapt from his chair, his eyes narrow with fury. But then he saw how wise and how brave Chilam had been to say such a thing.
"Tuhulha,"
he called,
"come and meet the husband who has won you by telling the truth. I like him. Do you think you can love him, daughter?"
Then Tuhulha came out of her father's hut and took Chilam's hand.
"That's not impossible," she said.